in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good one?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Cut the cameras, I'm about to
Godric, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yesterday is Wednesday. The week is almost over, halfway through.
And it's officially cancer season. Drop one of Clues bombs for the greatest astrological sign ever.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
You hear me?
I would not say that.
Shout out to all the Capricorns out there. The goats.
What y'all got to do with anything? It's our time.
Greatest of all time.
June 22nd, baby. All you fake cancers yesterday saying that y'all cancers, no. I don't even know what that means, a cancer Gemini cusp. Cancer starts June 22nd. If you're June 21st, you're a Gemini, okay? But it's a cancer.
I don't know about all that. Well, yesterday, congratulations to my daughter, Madison. She graduated out of the eighth grade. She had her graduation yesterday morning, and then last night she had her eighth grade dance.
Did you go with her to the dance?
Did I go with her to the dance? Yes, I dropped her off at the dance.
You didn't stand there with your gun?
No.
Come on now, you slipping, bro.
No, I'm not.
You stand there with your gun, at least stand in the doorway with the gun.
I'm going to tell you why. So they had a Grammy theme party, right? You know, every year they do a different
thing. You look
theme.
Like a Grammy. Gold and bald.
Shut up. That Grammy theme party where they had a red carpet and they had paparazzi and they had the expensive cars. So they had to borrow my cars. So I had Uncle watching the cars and watching over Madison to make sure everything was great. Because I didn't want to, you know, embarrass my daughter, walk around with her the whole night holding her hand. So I had Uncle over there just
That's
making sure everything was cool.
That's just letting all them little boys know, hey, keep your little horny feelings to yourself, okay?
Well, Unc was there. You know, Unc's right. Unc from Newark, so I guess okay. it was uncomfortable because Unc didn't look proper. He didn't wear a
Once
suit.
Once you said Newark, I get it.
he was there, so
did she have a curfew?
Well, the party was over at 11.
Wow, that's kind of late.
11? How 11. Old is she?
She's 12.
That's
no, 14, late. 14. She's 14.
You don't know how old she is?
She's 14. I got to remember. She's 14.
12, 14.
No, she's 14. She's 14.
Okay.
No, I picked her up at 11, so I picked her up at 11, and, you know, she had a great time. That was it. She didn't really do much dancing. I asked Unc. She's like, she did dancing, but they don't dance close to each other. It's kind of like...
You damn right
like
they don't.
Circle.
That's
yeah,
right.
Like a group circle type of dance. Which
Has she
I was,
had her first kiss yet?
No.
How do you know?
I know. I asked.
Oh.
I make sure she kissed her daddy on the cheek. That's about it. But there is no first kiss. Why are you trying to push that? Why did you
I
say
just
that?
Asked about
Why would
a
you
kiss?
Want to know that? No, she didn't have a first kiss.
First of all,
how
at,
old were you when you first kissed
At 14,
kissed
you should be asking about the first everything. First kiss, first finger. Is anybody touching you there? No, for real, bro. Yeah,
that's all right.
Hey.
She said nothing. Nothing. No
I'm
first
prepared
kiss,
to
no
have
nothing.
All those uncomfortable conversations. I went home yesterday and had an uncomfortable conversation in my kitchen because about that little girl on the plane,
on the
13.
Plane.
So it was just a reminder. Look.
I told my daughter, I said, if you ever on a plane or somebody ever touches you, you yell.
Yeah.
You scream.
My daughter's 7. I'm still using private parts. I wanted to say, I started to say vagina and the P word yesterday, but I had to catch myself.
Oh, I'm glad you caught
no,
yourself.
No, I did. It's like, yo, you 7, you know. When anybody touch you in those areas, that's when you let us know.
You scream, you call daddy, you call mommy, whenever, you call uncle, you yes. call grandpa, anybody, you call. We'll be there.
Whenever an adult does something to you and tells you don't tell mommy and daddy, that's when you come tell mommy and daddy.
Well, congratulations to the class of 2016. For all elementary and middle school, I think today is the last day. In parts, I know in New York, New Jersey, today is the last day. I know in some areas they already had their last day. So summer officially starts at my house. So,
oh yeah, that started for me last week.
Let's get the show cracking.
We got YG here this morning. Drop
YG.
One of Clues bombs for YG.
Yes. YG will be joining us. His album is out right now. His album is dope. I've been playing cuts all in my mix all
still
morning.
Still crazy.
Long. Yeah, it's dope. Album.
YG's 2 for 2 with albums so far. My Crazy Life and Still Brazy. He's 2 for 2.
All right.
Let's see if he's 2 for 2 on the Breakfast Club.
What else are we doing front page news?
Did you see Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump beefing on Twitter?
I seen them going back and forth.
Woo, y'all got to talk about that.
All right, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Drake. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in sports, the NBA draft is tomorrow night. Now, the Sixers already said that they're going to pick up Ben Simmons. He will be the number one pick.
Yep, so young ladies, you should have got pregnant by him last year. You don't want to get pregnant by him now because he knows you're just in it for the money. Yeah. Don't offer him no vagina now. He knows what time it is.
I think I'm going to go to the draft. It's actually at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. I've never been, so I would love to see what it's about and the reactions to these kids who are now changing their life from being, most of them, regular to millionaires.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to check that out. Now, let's talk about Clinton and Trump. They're going back and forth.
Oh, man, they was having some Twitter beef. I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this. But Donald Trump was tweeting, Hillary Clinton's open borders immigration policies will drive down wages for all Americans and make everyone less safe. How can Hillary run the economy when she can't even send emails without putting an entire nation at risk? Hillary Clinton surged the trade deficit with China 40%. He just went on and on. Hillary says this election is about judgment. She's right. Her judgment has killed thousands, unleashed ISIS, and wrecked the economy. Now, Hillary Clinton did not let this just go because she was posting her own thing. She said, Trump has written a lot of books about business, but they all seem to end at chapter 11. The last time we opted for Trump-style isolationism, it made the Great Depression longer and more painful. He's given more to the 120,000 richest families than he would to 120 million hardworking people. President Trump would undo so much of the progress we've made over the past 8 years under President Obama. We cannot let that happen.
Listen, this isn't unusual to me, though, because presidential candidates go at each other all the time, and now we're just in the era of social media, so the presidential beef goes digital. Mm. Like, I don't know why people are acting like this is so, like, oh, my God, look at them beefing with each other on social media. Those are the platforms we have in 2016.
It just seems funny as adults going back and forth and being so petty like that, doesn't it?
I mean, they're doing it for the people.
Presidential candidates.
They're doing it for the people, though. They know the people are on social media.
Mm. And then Donald Trump announced that he has a new website. It's called LyingCrookedHillary.com.
He's petty, man.
Listen.
This sounds stupid. And these are the people that are
Lying,
run our country.
Why not? He bought a website.
Listen, a lot of people go online to get information. So why, instead of running commercials that slander your opponent on TV, put them online. Put the websites online. Why not? I know one thing, though. Hillary going to wash Donald Trump in the debate.
Well, he has no money. He's effed up in money right now.
Yeah, he has less than $1.3 million. Hillary Clinton has $42.4 million.
Listen, I'm just talking about their first head-to-head debate verbally. Hillary is going to wash Donald Trump.
Absolutely.
Well, Donald Trump might just resort to calling her a bitch.
Yeah, that's what he's going to do. He's going to make a spectacle out of it. You bitch.
Yeah.
Now, let's talk about this truck being pulled over.
Right, so three guys, they had all these guns in their car. They were on their way to New York City. They had a pickup truck loaded with weapons, and they basically were saying they are anti-heroin crusaders. John Cramsey, who is from Pennsylvania, has been trying to save at least a dozen people from drug dens. That's what he says. He said he was racing to Brooklyn
with
two friends to rescue a female drug user that they believe had been kidnapped. Now, his issue is, I guess, apparently his daughter had died from an overdose. So since then, he has been on a mission to save everybody from drug dens.
So you drive all the way from Pennsylvania to try to save people in New York? Like, it's not drug dens in Pennsylvania?
That just seems crazy.
You can start right there in Philly. I'm sure you'll find a lot of good drug dens. You know better than go to Philly, though. They got more guns than you.
But ever since his daughter died 4 months ago, he's been on a mission to save kids. So according to his friend, he saved at least a dozen kids by now.
Well, start with your own backyard. Don't just be getting up and driving to New York. Start right there in Pennsylvania.
But your windshield's cracked. You got the gun on the seat. Like, you just want to get caught. It just seems crazy. Thank God they were so reckless and they got caught.
Yeah, it sounds more like they wanted their mission statement to be heard as opposed to actually completing the mission.
Absolutely. All right, well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe something pissed you off. You're having a bad morning or whatever it may be. Phone lines are wide open, 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth, all right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I ain't necessarily mad because this is my family, but, you know, I'm going to need some females to stop thinking that a brother's just trying to come on to him just because you say, hey, how you doing? Start a conversation with him or whatever. I'm a friendly guy, you know what I mean? That's it. I ain't trying to come on to you or nothing. Nowadays, females be thinking, you know, they take politeness, courteousness as flirtation.
My brother. Now, I'm with you, but come on. 95% of the women you say hi to, you'd smash if they let you.
Don't lie.
Exactly.
about 65.
Exactly.
Because you ain't going to say hello to
Do you make conversation randomly with men also or just with women?
No, I'm men too, you know what I'm saying? I'll be like, hey, what's up, man? I mean, shoot, no, you don't.
Women are absolutely correct in thinking that most men that say hi to them are trying to come on to them.
Plus, we're also kind of taught not to just start talking to strangers for no reason.
Hello, who's this?
Jay from Boston.
Jay, what up, man? Tell him why you mad, bro.
Tell him, man. Well, first of all, you know, I don't know if I'm mad or confused. Why is it when you're out, let's say just in the general public, or you might be out of the club, you give a female a compliment and she acts like you want to get with her, or better yet,
what is the problem this morning?
And you buy her a drink, she's like, oh, you ain't taking me home. Who said I want to take you home?
Could you stop? Listen, why are we lying to each other this morning? You know you bought her a drink because you're trying to show interest. And you know.
Nah, see, yo, hold on. Charlamagne, let me tell you something. If it was about 10 years ago, I could probably agree with you. But now when I'm older, I look at things different, man. I'm in my 30s,
man. Me too. But let me ask you a question. If she says to you, hey, I do want you to take me home, would you take her home?
That depends.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
That depends.
How she look?
Yeah, pretty well.
See, the problem is this.
Let's be real. I'm not buying her ass a drink if she's busted.
You do kind of like her.
So it is a flaw.
What's wrong with her putting it out there? Hey, you could buy me a drink, but don't expect more than that.
Hello, who's this?
This is Shaquelle from Florida.
Hey, Shaquelle. Good morning.
Hey, Shaquelle.
Tell them why you're mad.
I'm mad because yesterday, six little girls came to my sister's house talking about they want to fight my little niece.
Whoa.
I'm like, y'all, whoa, y'all knocking on people. Those time I thought I want to fight, I said, what?
How old are they?
Y'all must not watch the news. They 18.
Woo.
Them little kids ain't got no fear, girl. Them little kids will run through you.
I said, y'all must not watch the news and see that people is slaughtering people for knocking on their door.
So what you do?
Nothing. She ain't do nothing.
I can't go to jail because I work for the boys.
You work for the boys.
I work in correction, so I can't put my hands on no little kids.
Why you call the police?
Did you try to resolve the situation?
I told them I'm gonna stand right here. So which one of y'all want to fight her? Because six of y'all ain't gonna jump her. Oh no! I said, so why don't y'all like her? They couldn't even tell me no. Oh, she thinks she all that. I'm like, what?
Listen, I need you to dial 911 next time, okay?
No, that's good what you did. I mean, and they 18-year-olds, so if you had to, you could throw some hands on them. That's good, because I'd rather them fight one-on-one in front of my house than they jump my daughter in school later on.
They're going to jump her later anyway. Exactly.
No, they're not.
Oh, when they do, they're going to spill around. You already know it.
No, you should have called the police, man, so they could be like, yo, her auntie is a snitch. Don't touch her.
No,
don't touch her.
I'd rather they fight the fair one at my house so
that
I know
so
exactly.
Crazy. They showed up at the house.
Then they jump my daughter at the bus stop or jump my daughter at school or jump my daughter on the playground.
They shouldn't be fighting nowhere.
You're right. They shouldn't be.
Especially over nothing.
You're right.
Especially why I don't like her. She thinks she all that. Man,
shut up.
That's
a silly reason.
800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us right now. Now, when we come back, yesterday I had to leave work early, just a little bit. It was my daughter's graduation and her eighth grade dance. I'll tell you all about it. Keep it locked.
And we got YG next hour.
And YG will be joining us next hour.
The Breakfast Club.
That was No Role Models, J. Cole. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, yesterday I had to leave work a little early because it was my eighth grader's Madison's graduation. And also, it was her eighth grade dance. Now, Charlamagne, you have two daughters.
Yes, I do have two daughters.
It just seemed like yesterday when the doctor was telling my wife to push and she first came out. I actually cried yesterday, man.
My daughter's going to be
eight.
I cried, man.
My daughter's going to be eight next week.
14 years old. Her going to high school. I mean, time goes so fast.
Yes,
and then
it
she
does.
Had a little dance and she's dressed up and she's wearing heels. And I'm like, where did my little baby go?
That's why I'm really enjoying my new daughter. My new daughter's 10 months. And the reason I'm enjoying her is because I realize time does go by real fast.
Too fast.
So you have to enjoy those moments. Like right now, she's crawling already, and I'm like, damn.
You know, it was a thing last night, and I wanted to stay at the dance to make sure everything was okay, but I couldn't stay.
Make sure nobody puts a finger in your daughter. That's what you was there for.
I wouldn't worry about a finger in my daughter. Just, you know, making sure nobody got too close.
Listen, we grown. You know what you're really concerned about.
Or tried to hump her or something like that.
Yeah, you damn right.
So I had Unc over there. You know, Unc was guarding the car. See, her eighth grade dance was a Grammy theme, so they had like the red carpet. I let them borrow some of my cars, so it looks all nice. And I had Unc watching the cars and watching Maddie.
I can't wait for that time. Well, I can wait for that time in my life. But when I do get to that time, I can't wait to tell them little boys, you keep your little penis to yourself now. I'm going to be the one outside the prom and outside the little dances, yelling to all the kids as they walking in, you keep your little penis to yourself tonight now, boy.
They're going
to
kick you out.
That's fine.
They gonna definitely.
No, they ain't gonna kick
up.
Me out. All the money I'm gonna donate to the school. I'm gonna be one of those guys. I'm gonna be one of those guys who make so much noise, donate so much money to the school. And, hey, just let McKelvey talk, man.
McKelvey.
Now, what about you? When you went to your eighth grade dance, did you kiss already by that time?
We didn't have an eighth grade dance.
And you ain't go to Disney World, and you ain't go to your eighth grade dance.
Are you having an eighth grade dance?
Well, because the school that I went to started at fifth grade, Poly Prep, so there was no grade. It went from fifth grade to 12th grade, so you didn't like. Go from 8th grade to another school.
So when did you go to your school. First dance?
I went to proms when I was in 10th grade.
Goodness gracious.
But we didn't have an 8th grade dance.
Oh, man. Damn ye.
What?
We need somebody to take you to the 8th grade dance this year, man.
Take you to the prom and Disney World.
I went to 3 proms. I just didn't go. We didn't have 8th grade dance.
All right.
Ain't none of y'all little young boys need a date for the prom, man? I saw Tahiri go to the prom with somebody like a couple weeks ago.
Now, let me ask you a question. That's what? That's a high school, right?
Yeah.
If you're in high school and you take Tahiri, do you try?
Absolutely.
No. That is disgusting.
Yes. I was thinking that when I saw her put the video on Instagram. I said, I hope this little boy tried. You damn right.
No.
That's a prom date to remember.
Goodness.
Are you crazy?
Gracious. All right.
Because you know all your boys will ask you that the next day, man. You at least try to hit.
You got to say yep.
Yes.
Tahiri would not even think about that.
May not, but at least I'm going to try. I'm going to ask.
All right. We got YG joining us next hour. We got rumors up next. She, what are we talking about?
Well, for all of you that are going to see Future and Drake perform, and maybe you bought that special package for Drake's meet and greet, bad news, I'll tell you what happened.
All right, all that and more, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, some people have been complaining they bought these $1,000 meet and greet tickets for Drake's Summer 16 tour, but those meet and greets have been canceled, okay? Now you get to meet Drake, you get a seat located in the first 5 rows, you get a photo with Drake. Remember we told you about this whole gift package,
mm-hmm.
A candle, incense holder, disposable camera, other gifts as well. We don't know if all of the meet and greet packages have been canceled, but they said because of his scheduling issues, some of them have been not happening. So what happens if you pay your money and you're supposed to get this meet and greet? Do you get your money back?
You got to get your money back.
Now you get to meet somebody in an OVO jacket. Somebody with an owl on their T-shirt will shake your hand.
No, you get your money back.
Well, on the brighter side of things, if you wanted to do the Future package, those meet and greets are still happening as scheduled.
Drake probably scared. He don't meet no crazy fan.
Because that happened to Justin Bieber. Remember, he's canceled all of
his. He canceled his too, yeah. Probably scared, probably a little nervous.
I would too, because I'm a hypochondriac, so, I suffer from anxiety sometimes. So if you see something like that, Christina, what's that girl's name? Christina Grimm.
Grimmy.
Yeah, that Christina Grimm situation.
Grimmy.
I'd be thinking about that too if I was an artist.
How y'all look scared? I ain't mad at him.
Well, since you brought that up, let's talk about Frank Ocean. Now, he wrote a letter about the Orlando nightclub shooting. You know who Frank Ocean is, stop it.
I haven't heard from him.
Now, he went on his Tumblr page and shared his thoughts. He said, I read in the paper my brothers are being thrown from rooftops blindfolded with their hands tied behind their backs for violating Sharia law. I heard the crowd stone these fallen men if they move after they hit the ground. I heard it's in the name of God. He said, I heard my pastor speak for God too, quoting scripture from his book. Words like abomination popped off my skin like hot grease as he went on to describe a lake of fire that God wanted me in.
I thought Orlando was a shooting.
No, I'm getting to that. He said, I heard on the news that the aftermath of a hate crime left piles of bodies on a dance floor this month. I heard the gunman feigned dead among all of the people he killed. And then he goes on, basically, he just did a whole post sharing his thoughts on what happened with the tragic shooting in Orlando. So he said, I want to know what others hear. I'm scared to know, but I want to know what everyone hears when they talk to God. Do the insane hear the voice distorted? Do the indoctrinated hear another voice entirely?
Hey, Frank Ocean, that would have sounded much better to a beat. Okay,
I was thinking
time for you to put out some music, my brother. All right, that whole message would sound much better to a beat.
And I was reading in the paper today in the New York Daily News, they were talking about the Orlando gunman, Omar Mateen. One of his lovers actually has come forward and spoken on him. He said he befriended him through a gay dating site. They started a relationship after. He said he loved to be cuddled. He was looking for love.
So they were friends with benefits.
Yeah, they were lovers. Mm-hmm. He was attracted to Latino men, but he felt used and rejected by them after several hookups.
Well, that man needed to shut his mouth because his mouth wasn't fire enough.
But clearly, they said what made him really upset was he had one run-in with a pair of Puerto Rican men, and later on he found out one of them was HIV positive.
So two Puerto Rican men ran a train on him?
He had a threesome, I guess.
Really?
And one of them was HIV positive.
Wow. So that drove him to do that?
I mean, I don't know, but I guess this ex-lover is revealing a lot of things we didn't know about him.
Wow.
All right, now let's discuss Prince. Some new music came out, and that was courtesy of Donatella Versace. She played an 11-minute mix during her show of a Versace's men's collection, and she said Prince was a longtime friend of hers. He would send her music all of the time. Check it out.
Clap your hands for Donatella. Come on, y'all. It's all right. Clap your hands for Donatella. Come on. It's all right. Clap your hands for Donatella.
That sounds so 80s.
Yeah, we don't know if he would have wanted this to be released.
No, by the 80s. Way, that would have been popping on any Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle soundtrack. Drop one of Clues bombs for that. I don't know why Prince did not ever sell that to any of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle soundtracks. Donatello needs him an anthem, okay? Donatella, the one with the purple bandana and the bow.
Donatella Versace.
What'd he say? He sounded like he said Donatello to me. Let me hear it again. Let me hear it. He's saying Donatello. Clap your hands for Donatello.
Clap your hands for Donatello. Come on, y'all. Donatello.
This guy.
Oh.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
My dude, listen, Donatello is one of the slept-on Ninja Turtles. They're always focusing on Raphael and Leonardo.
He's the one with the stick?
Donatello's the one with the stick, smart one. That would have been his anthem right there. They should sell that to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle soundtrack.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for those rumors, Yee. When we come back, YG will be joining us. We're going to kick it with YG. Also, we got a YG mini mix. Let us know your favorite YG joint. We'll get all that on as well. So don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee, DJ Envy, and we got a special guest in the building.
A very special guest with us today.
Yes, we do. His album is out right now. Still Brazy.
Still Brazy, 400 in a building. What's happening?
YG is here. Now, YG, I respect your commitment to not using C's. Whether it's Big and Back being Bull or Bull Bombing Belective, you are dedicated.
Right.
Is it hard to rap that way?
I mean, nah, man. You feel me? That's part of the culture where I'm from. That's part of our slang. So sometimes we're going to have a conversation like that.
It's like you, Charlamagne. You say scrape. You're committed to not.
But it don't have nothing to do with gang affiliation. It's just because I can't pronounce. I'm from the country. Straight, street, strong. Hey, take some of this bongnyak. Now, at what age do y'all start doing that?
I don't know. It's just regular for us. It ain't really nothing.
It's not nothing you think about. It's just what it is.
It's just regular. If you swagging like that, that's how you swagging. If not, not.
Well, to me, you the first rapper I've heard do it, though. Like, from the West. Like, the first rapper that actually puts it in hooks, puts it in songs. Like, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
YG looks good. Like, your skin looks clear. You look like you are slim and everything. And then I read that you're a vegan now.
What?
Well, I be practicing vegan. I went vegan for, like, 3 weeks, 4 weeks straight.
Mm-hmm.
Then I start moving around again. So it's hard to stay vegan and eat right when you're moving around so much. But y'all been off that alkaline water heavy, though.
I like alkaline water. Now, that's what keep your skin glowing. What made you want to be a vegan? Like, what?
Just, man, just seeing our people with this getting cancer and dying from it, and me hearing that that's stuff we put in inside of us is what's causing this cancer.
I know what happened. You was on Netflix watching your own movie.
No, I wasn't.
You went to the documentary, and it was something about meat on there or something.
Nah, man. It's the cancer thing, for real, for real.
Was it a conversation that you had with somebody?
It was people's grandmama just passed from cancer. The homegirl brother just passed from cancer. Mm-hmm. It's like processed food and all the stuff that, you feel me, they put inside the food.
Did you feel different during that period of time?
I feel good.
Right.
This is the problem with YG. YG's smart, and I know that just by listening to your music. But when you give interviews and stuff, you be laid back. You be too bull for school. You know what I'm saying? So they don't really get that. So they probably hearing you talk about being a vegan, and they like, huh? YG.
Well, I've had some great discussions with YG.
What that got to do with being a vegan, though? Like how smart I am, or my music or something like?
Because it goes hand in hand. Because, like, to know about your health and to know that these meats are causing cancer, it goes hand in hand.
I mean, we grown, you feel me?
Yeah.
See, I'm 26.
And you're a father now.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I got my daughter on the same tip. She don't eat too much of that. She don't do no dairy, none of that.
And like all organic stuff. And
yeah, all organic.
How old is she?
She won.
Oh, okay.
13 months now.
Yeah, so she's still doing breast milk.
Super cute little girl, by the way.
She ain't doing no milk.
Not even from the human?
Nah.
That's a decision that people make.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Not my breast.
Like, I don't know. No,
now, I got nothing to do with that.
Now, one of my favorite records on the album is Who Shot Me?
Oh, Shot Me.
Very dope record.
But really scary to think about the sequence of events that you talk about in that record is really painting a story vividly of what happened.
What happened last year? Is that a question you really want to answer to?
Yeah. What? I mean, I'm out here moving how I'm moving because I don't really know where that came from. So, I'm extra paranoid and we tripping, like, on little stuff. And that ain't whoa. Like, I don't like living like that, you feel me?
But then the thing is, you know, the first thing they said after you got shot, they were saying, oh, he's not giving up any information. He's not talking at all. And that is a thing that people do. Like, you see Trey Abbott's in jail now. He's not talking about anything. He's not giving up any information. So, in a way, if you do know, it's not like you could probably really say anything. You just know.
Yeah, I'm just know, so I know how to move. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's it.
So, was it like a drive-by? Was it up close? Or?
Nah, it was a run-up-in-the-house type situation.
But they had masks on and all that stuff.
Ain't no masks on.
But you feel like it had to be somebody who had access, obviously, because they got past the gate, like you said. They knew the security codes and all of that.
Yeah. That part.
It's in the song, so it's not like I'm snitching on nothing.
You probably go start asking other questions. I'm like, nah, I'm not. Yeah. So, ain't about to go
it's
there.
It's not an investigation, I'm just saying.
So you know what they look like, you just don't know who it was or where it came from.
I don't know nothing.
See, he don't know nothing.
Do you think knowing would, like, make you be less, stressed out?
Yeah, for sure.
I wondered about that, though, because you were playing the hood before rap.
Yeah.
So you would have those same, worries. But do you think it was heightened because you are YG, the rapper?
Yeah, something like that. Mm. You from the streets, you moving around. You already watching your back and all that and paranoid a little bit because of certain things that didn't happen in the past, certain stuff you did and stuff. So it's like...
I'm paranoid now.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody was waiting outside for Charlamagne.
I was paranoid before I got popped.
Yesterday morning.
For real?
Yeah.
Telling me he was handsome.
Now, that was weird. Huh? Yeah, yes. That was weird, bro.
See, he was looking at all the weight he lost. Man.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to keep that, man. You got to come wear big T-shirts up in here or something, man.
Now, let me ask you this, because his response was when the guy told him you're very handsome, he said, no doubt. I said he should have just said thank you.
I ain't saying no thank you.
It sounded like you was, you should have been like, huh? I've been like, what?
He kind of caught me off guard, though, because he gave me dap, and then I was walking off. He's like, yo, Charlamagne, I said, what's up? He goes, you very handsome. I'm like, all right, man, no doubt.
That's wild.
Now, do you go see a therapist because of the situation?
We saw that on Viceland.
Yeah, no, that was my people. It's just like, go holler at a therapist, because you feel me? They know how I'm out here, like how I'm moving around, how paranoid I am. I be tripping. I went to go holler at a therapist. That don't work for me.
It didn't help you.
No.
Maybe you didn't go enough.
Yeah, you went one time.
I didn't go enough, and then the situation I'm going for is like talking to somebody is not about to cure that. It ain't about to help nothing. Time will only help that.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be a part of you that was like, damn, they wait till I started rapping to do this?
No, I'm like, damn, they wait till my daughter. I just had my daughter 3 weeks ago.
Damn.
You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
And I get popped. Then after all the shooting stuff over with, we hop in the whip. We on the way to the hospital. I got like a new little Benz. We total that joint. We in a bad car accident on the way to the hospital.
What?
I'm like, oh, my life is over.
Who was driving?
The homie. But it was like, after all that didn't happen, and I'm over here tripping like, hurry up, get me to the joint. I got tinted windows. You can't see nothing. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. There ain't no street lights. He's smashing. The homie like, let me drive. He can't drive. I'm like, no, we ain't got time to switch. Let's go. We drive down the street. It's an island in the middle of the joint.
Oh, no.
We see it too late. He hit the island. Mac. Car flying in the air. Hit the ground.
Oh, my God.
Bam. We hit the ground. It's a park. It's like a parked truck on the side of the road. Mac. Running to the parked truck. It was all bad.
Why didn't y'all just call 911 from the get-go?
It might take too long. You got to hurry up and get to the hospital.
Ambulance.
Nobody waiting on them.
All right, we got more with YG. When we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Panda Designer. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. YG is in the building, Charlamagne.
Still Brazy is dope, but it feels like a lot of it was recorded after you got shot. So I was wondering, I'm like, damn, it wasn't? Because I was wondering what direction you wanted to take the album in before the situation happened.
Yeah, before the album, I was already in like a little dark space.
You was going through your beef with DJ Mustard.
Yeah, I felt like with the homies. Mm-hmm. Exactly. He was one of them, and it's some more homies.
By the way, I respected the way y'all handled that.
Yeah.
Meet up, squab, and keep it moving.
No, that was the first time. This was another time after that.
Oh, y'all fought more than once?
No, we ain't fight this time. We just fell back because it was not a fighting situation. It was like past fighting.
Like y'all wanted to, he wanted to see you gone. Nah, I couldn't. I don't believe that. I don't believe
that. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like we wasn't on no. We gonna squab and get it out the way. Like it was like nah. Like,
over what money?
It wasn't
it sound
even
like
money,
egos.
Bro.
Was it like ego situations?
It was just like yeah, and it was just like people was like, dang, like he's saying that, like he doing that, like for real. Like,
the other people was hyping y'all up.
It was like
like all, a miscommunication.
Like all that miscommunication.
Pick up the phone and call your boy. See, this is what I don't understand.
It was too late. After you didn't hear whoop-de-whoop-why, it was like, I'm not picking up no phone and calling nobody because he telling me this, it's some truth behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I got to pick up the phone for? You feel me? Like, it wasn't no outside weirdos talking about some, oh, what?
The homies.
It's homies.
Yeah.
It was like, what? All right, I know 70% of that real. That's enough for me.
Well, don't you think it's strange y'all didn't have these problems when y'all was broke?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We were dealing with money and success, so it was bound to happen. But it happened, and everybody know where they went wrong at. And you feel me? So it's like, all right, what we got going on is bigger than all that. So we got to make sure we protect that and don't let nothing come in between that. If we ain't messing it up, we can't let nobody else mess it
up. That's right, and what's interesting is all three of you individually blew up on your own.
Yeah.
As individuals at the, like around the same time, too.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's why you would think it would be like, okay, now we are a mega force. But then it is true, sometimes people have their other issues that's in the crew, and they talk to each other, and they're like, oh, you know he said this, and they want to prove their loyalty to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's what all it was. But it's like we got over that now, mm-hmm. It's solid.
Right.
Who won the fight?
No, man, that's homie business, man.
Yeah.
You got to be there. You got to be there. No cameras, no world star, no none of that.
Mm-hmm. Feel like I got to hit up DJ. We got to piece this up before I finish this album.
Nah.
You know that's what he was waiting on, though.
Ooh.
Mustard. Because if I got to be with you, I'm like, he can't do it without me. That's what I be thinking.
Have to call me. At some point.
Have to call me.
Y'all crazy. Hey, but no, like, no, Mustard ain't did nothing on the album.
Oh, well, guess what? You don't need Mustard then.
Y'all, wow.
That ain't a diss to Mustard, but I'm like, you don't need him then.
Nah,
you
know, man.
Wish he was a nigga. That's my joint.
1500.
Now, how many arguments have you gotten into with women because of that record?
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't heard the woman, he's just talking about double standards and how these women wish that they could do the things that niggas do. And
yeah.
You trying to tell them you a hoe. When
yeah,
you move like us.
Exactly. Right.
And that's why I tell women, the man is a hoe if he move like that too.
We know that.
But like, it's different because it's like, y'all ladies, like,
supposed to be better than us. Why y'all
yeah,
want to
like, y'all
do?
Really supposed to be better than us.
I feel like a lot of times men make women bad though, because you dog these
y'all
women
know.
Out.
Y'all make y'all.
You guys dog these women out, and then they be like, you know what? It don't matter what I do.
I feel like the world, I feel like America make these women bad.
What was your inspiration it's behind
reality
that record?
TV.
And plus, you gotta take care of your woman. You gotta take care of your woman too, so she don't look at you crazy. Cause you don't want her looking at you like, ew, my man played me. No woman should ever be able to call me up and say this about me or go online and leave.
Yeah,
me
no,
time.
No, no, no. If a woman calling your girl up or she doing all that, yeah, you tripping. That ain't never bull.
Y'all got a responsibility to women also. You can't be letting these women down.
Women got to stop making excuses and just realize men know we dogs. We know we out here doing
that
dirt.
Sound like an
we
excuse.
Don't want y'all to do what we do because it's wrong.
You got
to
do better. Maybe you shouldn't do it because it's wrong. Everybody got to do better.
How many arguments you been in over that song? YG?
not too many, like two or three. I think we talked about it, right?
Yes, we did.
And then homegirl in L.A. on the real talked about it.
Oh, Letty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I seen a couple of tweets, but I ain't really clapped back yet.
Yeah.
Because I've been running around.
You gonna clap back?
You want to be on the shade room?
But clearly when you do a song like that, you know it's going to evoke emotions from women, and they're going to comment on it and have a different point of view.
That's what it's about. So you know. That's what it's about. Talk about it. Cause yeah. I'm going to speak up how I feel, how you feel. One of y'all female rappers need to do a remix.
Absolutely.
I think it's a great conversation, though, because the truth of the matter is women should not be moving like men.
Exactly.
It don't work
period.
For y'all. I'm sorry.
Y'all got to know that y'all supposed to be better than us. Y'all supposed to take care of the crib. Like, y'all can't be out there.
Man, I thought your job
we out there sacrificing.
Protect and provide, like you said.
And I'm trying to protect you from being a hoe.
But part of that is a man, you lead by example. Don't you be a hoe.
I'm trying. That's why I work on not getting caught.
I thought you don't cheat.
I don't. I'm married. Listen, wasn't your girl in jail or something?
Yeah.
She good
when the
now?
Last album came
She's
out.
Solid. Mm-hmm. You remember all that.
You know, I remember that.
She out?
Because you were out there when the last album came out, and we talked about that. Yeah.
Y'all still together?
Yeah, that's my BM.
Oh, that's your baby mom? Oh, all right. Word. Dope. Mm-hmm. Do you say y'all got a bow together?
Huh?
Y'all got a bow together?
Mm-mm.
you say child?
Oh,
he didn't know what she was talking about. He looked at me to clarify.
How do you say child, YG?
I say it just like that. That's what I'm saying. When it comes to all that stuff, like it's just like you switch what you switch.
Okay, so what about when you teaching your child the ABCs? How do you start off? Like you talking to your one-year-old.
Teach her regular, bro.
Okay, so you don't, all right, okay. Like, so it's not like A-B-B-D.
Nah, bro, people be overthinking it. It's like, bro, it ain't even that serious. It's just regular. Like, that's what we do.
All right, we got more with YG. When we come back, let's get into a YG mini mix. Let me know your favorite YG joint. And I'll get it on right now. At DJ MV 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was a YG mini mix morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. YG is in the building. Now, Charlamagne?
Now, you recorded this album in Snoop's crib, right? That's what I heard.
No, I did. I finished it in Snoop's studio.
Why was that? Just because of?
Nah, because, like, all the stuff I had going on, people didn't really want me in their studios. So it was hard. Like, I had to go to the Bay. I had to leave for the Bay after the J. Cole tour. I had to go to the Bay record for, like, a month and a half. Then after that, it was holiday. Then when I got back to recording in January, I had to go to Snoop's spot. Mm-hmm. And I was like the first artist he let record in the spot.
This is interesting to me though, because like it feels like you got a target on you, and you know you got a target on you, but you don't know where the target coming from. Like even now, you're trying to look. You look like you hiding. You got shades on the hoodie.
He tired. Man. He just got off a flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I left L.A. at like 11 o'clock at night. We just landed, hopped in the Sprinter, and came straight up here.
Right, he was tired.
I was going to cancel, but I'm like, I can't cancel.
What, again?
No, I'm playing.
Cancel, you see? You didn't commit to the scene.
Because Charlamagne walked out last time.
You said
yeah,
cancel just
he
now.
He walked out on me. Uh-huh. I see why the dudes be outside trying to fight you.
Now, don't come to L.A. Do artists still got to check in when they come to the West?
They doing that already. Not with me, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's lit. Like, it's going up. I still feel like it's a lot of people that's getting away with a lot of... I can't cuss, so I really can't get
it. Hey, curse. Get it off your
teeth. No, don't. Just say...
Express yourself.
Ish.
No, it's just a lot of people getting away with a lot of f***ery out there, and it ain't... It's making it look watered down, you feel me? And I'm one of the dudes. I'm going to speak up, because ain't nobody else speaking up. So it's like, all right, I got it. Like, what I'm talking about, you feel me? That's how people really feel. And that's
but,
really
like, getting away
is.
With what?
Outsiders coming out to moving to L.A. and start claiming and acting like, you feel me, they a part of the culture. And it's just like, bro, they be paying some people.
It's
like,
called extortion. Say what it is, YG. Artists are getting extorted.
They want to pay these people.
Confuses me when I see people like Chris Brown or I see Bow Wow. And
man, I'm not talking about no names, man.
Well, he's talking in general.
But they be online and they be screaming such and such sets and such and such. I'm like, what is, like, why don't the OGs pull them to the side and be like, no, that's not how we move?
I'm just talking about people that be really going out there and really try to act like they banging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really be trying to act like they banging.
Right, until it gets real.
People going through real stuff out there. Like, I be going through real things out there.
You feel like you ever be able to trust people again?
Trust nobody. What you trying to trust people for?
And that's what I mean. So when you go on tour, do you feel safer, more secure because you're in a new place, new environment? Does that make you feel a little different?
When I go on tour, it's like vacation.
Yeah.
We safer on tour than we is in L.A. period.
That's what I mean.
For the most part. Yeah.
Don't you feel like having a daughter opens your heart up a little bit more, though? Just made you a lot more of a...
Well, why everybody always say that?
Because I always feel like people change.
I felt the coldness from YG just now.
People change after that. You have a little girl. I'm it just makes you more dude. Of a loving...
No, you're not. I got two girls. It's impossible, bro.
Person.
You go buy more
it's
guns.
It's like a love that you never even could know you had in you.
That's not for everybody, so... My daughter gonna get that. Mm-hmm.
You don't be go outside and be like, oh, it's a beautiful day out, the trees. What about being a
YG
vegan?
YG, it's okay to smile, man.
Yeah,
I smile.
And being a vegan and like clear your head somewhat too.
Yeah, I tell the homies, enjoy life, the air, being able to breathe and smell. Like,
see, that's what I'm talking about.
That's regular though. Like, what you mean?
That's not regular. Some people dead.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Enjoy life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need to get a book called The Secret, man.
I got The Secret.
You got The Secret?
Phone. Yeah, my boy Nipsey be putting me up on, you know, that nigga
what
Nipsey.
The hell is you with
what is going on?
Salute to Nipsey and YG for discussing The
that
Secret.
That nigga like smart man.
Listen, they got a DVD that go with that, too.
Yeah, the book you can buy on iTunes that they read it to you. You can just listen to
the
it.
Audiobook.
Or you got the hard copy. I got the hard copy and the audio. It's a lot of The Secrets, though. It's like a lot of different ones,
yeah, it's
ones,
The
right?
Secret. It's The Magic. The Magic is about gratitude. Being.
Know what I'm saying?
Excuse
like,
me, YG, what
Secret
is that in your phone right now? Can you close that? Whoa.
Who was that?
Whoa.
This guy is so crazy.
Oh, my God.
This guy is crazy. Hey. Delete that, bro.
Hey, that bro. Ain't even. Hey, listen. That's bro. The homie sent me some flicks.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, delete that for your girl.
I don't
girl.
Know what
get
that
mad
was.
At you, bro.
No, that ain't. No, what you mean? Hey, you a cold dude, T. Hey, look. Check this out.
No, my dudes no, do that to no, me, no, too. No, they send me pictures again. Of other girls, and I be like, chill out, man.
Nah, see, what happened is.
What happened was.
This girl got my 400 T on. He said, my girl loves the merch. 400 still
oh,
braids.
Oh, you clean. That's a good
I said,
one,
I see
that's
you.
That's a good story, YG.
He said,
good story.
What, you want to read it?
No, I don't want to read it. I
want to
see it.
That's clean, YG. That's clean.
That girl loves the merch. He just sent a picture of his girl with her
you
ass
see
out.
Who it is?
Yeah.
Don't say
I'm
that.
I'm not a lot.
He good. He clean with that one.
Okay, you're right. You didn't lie. I just saw an ass. That's all.
But listen, you know this already, but Nipsey your man. You know how I know Nipsey your man? Because Nipsey giving you information like that to read.
Yeah.
And The Secret is a good book, because I think you need that. I think you need more of the power of positive thinking, man. I think it'll help you out, because you said you was...
I got to read more.
Yeah, read more. Just take in the information, because you said...
I'm so on top of my business and just making sure... I got everything lined up so I can capitalize off the success of my music. Like, I ain't really been having time to read. I'm over here trying to crank new right. businesses up. I'm on that tip.
Hey, you know, that's all me and Karen Tim will do is send each other books.
Oh, for real?
Absolutely.
That's what's up.
Because I think information is important. And, like, for you, you know, you said before you started rapping, you was paranoid and concerned about things. I'm like, yo, you got to approach things with more positivity, man. Everybody not out to get you.
No, I'm solid. Like, okay. I'm still moving around in L.A.
Yeah,
like, and nobody stopped me.
Word.
I'm just saying, like, I'm moving around, and I'm like, hold on. Who is you?
Right. Yeah.
But getting shot and not knowing who did it is definitely going to make you feel away.
I'm outside. Mm-hmm. What you talking about? Word. I still go hop out at the mall by myself. I'm still sliding. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still driving around. Everybody know my car.
Right.
Pull up. What's happening?
Let's let YG go now.
Come on, stop it. I was right here chilling. I was real mellow and low key. Y'all just turned me up with the. You can't be. What you say?
Power,
I can't think everybody out to get me.
Yeah, you can't think everybody out to get
man,
you.
Man, these people is not stopping my program. That'll never happen. Pure point blank.
So do you click up? You get more security? Well, like,
I've been out here. I be doing stuff by myself, man. The homie who do my bodyguard, he be mad sometimes because I don't call him.
Right.
Yeah, don't
Why
do
Why you
that.
Ain't call me? What you mean?
You still got to move smart.
I'm smart. I'm solid. Try me. Hey, try me. It's going to be self-defense.
Yeah, stand your ground. Okay, all right.
Self-defense. Hello.
Well, YG, we do appreciate you coming through and turning up with us this morning. Still Brazy is out now, so make sure y'all
my
pick that
YG.
Up.
My man YG. YG, you two for two, bro. You two for two with two. Albums. Yes. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Two for two from Charlamagne?
You two for two.
Oh,
you
man.
You two for two with albums. I ain't gonna lie to you. My crazy life is still Brazy. You two for two, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up.
One song we gonna argue about, but that's cool. You know?
What song? She Wish She Was?
That's it.
Don't go and do that and make it all bad towards, like, I can't mess with you because you out there, like, you got 100,000 miles running.
Don't nobody want that car?
Yeah, nobody want that car. You trying to get married, huh?
Happens all the time, though.
That these hoes do be getting wiped up, though.
It happens
YG.
All the time,
yeah,
so say
true.
What you want.
I can't marry no loose for JJ.
But it happens all the time.
I mean, Kanye and Kim got a good situation going on.
Oh, I'm out of here.
Salute to my man YG. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Kevin Gates was about to hit the stage, and he was doing an interview with DJ Tracy Steele. We know her from Love & Hip Hop also. Mm-hmm. If you recall, she was on there, and it was very awkward. It made the blogs just for that purpose. Check it out.
How you feel about Birthday Bash?
The energy's okay.
The energy's okay? No, it's going to be crazy. When you walk out on that stage, it's going to be crazy.
I'll see. I haven't seen it yet, so I'll see.
Okay.
And I'll form my assessment based on my experience.
I love it. So I got a question for you. This is for all the ladies out there, because all the ladies follow Wifey, and we love her. Where is she, by the way? She ain't come? She ain't roll? No?
I don't let the left hand know what the right hand doing.
All right.
Hey, drop one of Clueless bombs for that young lady. What's her name?
Tracy Steele.
She was rolling with it, bro.
She kept going.
She was rolling with it.
She was very positive.
She was rolling with it, because, you know, sometimes you just got to tell them to leave. If you don't want to be here, leave. But she was rolling with it.
And she posted a picture. She said, one of the most interesting people that I've ever met. But Envy and I were talking about it, and we said something must have happened just before. You know, it must have been something that happened behind the scenes that we don't know about.
Yeah, Kevin was in a mood.
Make him act that way and put him in a certain type of mood. Now, he did explain himself on his own Instagram. Check it out.
Look, my dog asked me the other day, he said, how come when a girl touched you, you wiped your shoulder off like this? I say, first of all, I'm married. Second of all, I'm holy. Don't put your dirty ass hands on me. What's this doing?
All right, first of all, let's talk about this for a second. I don't know if y'all ever met Kevin Gates, but when Kevin greets you, what does he do, Envy?
Hugs. He kisses you.
He kisses you on the cheek. He don't ask you if you want to kiss.
Right.
He just does it. I know it's a gesture he does.
He doesn't kiss women, but he'll give me a hug. When he came up here the first time, remember he was saying, Angela, I tried to give you a hug and I felt some energy. You moved back or whatever.
Well, listen, I know it's a gesture he does out of love and respect, but I don't know where your mouth has been, so you can't be upset at a woman for touching your arm if you're going around kissing people on the cheek, my brother.
We were in Boston, about a week ago. We interviewed him, and they came behind the scenes, and it's like, I just want to let you know, it's Ramadan, and because of that, he does not like to be touched by women. He can't be touched by women.
Yeah, so they told me in particular, they said you can't
they
shake his hand.
They told that to Angela Yee. They
so
definitely
I said,
told that to
fine.
You.
I respect it. I
you can't touch.
That.
Hold on. I've done Ramadan. I don't know. What?
I don't know. Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, they did say that.
They said he can't be touched by women, so
they gave me a
respect
heads up.
Him. They said just so.
But then he gave me a hug, and I said, "Oh, I didn't know. I thought
I ain't never heard about that. You're not supposed to have sex, but you can shake a woman's hand. You know what it was? It's Ramadan. He was hungry. That's what it was. He was hungry, Kev. He was hungry. He was hungry and cranky. That's all it was.
Okay, well,
stop it.
I don't know exactly what happened, but you know, there you have it. And Tracy still did respond. She said, you know, she went on Instagram and she did a very classy response, you know, to that whole situation.
You
so
did
she's
good,
not
Tracy.
Bothered by it.
You did good. Because, I mean, that's the thing about being a radio personality. You don't know what mood these artists be in.
You're right.
You just got to roll with it.
Trust me, I know.
Trust me, we know. We know. All
right. We're used to it. All right, now let's discuss Will Smith. He was asked what was the one movie that he regrets, if he had to name a movie that he wished he wouldn't have done. What do you think his answer was?
Will Smith? Let me think about that for a second.
What was a low point in his career? Something he's like, man, it didn't work the way that I wanted it.
Oh, Wild Wild West.
Exactly.
He said Wild West?
Drop one of Clue's bombs for me.
He made a lot of money off
of
Wild
Wild West. Yeah, but that movie was terrible. I had to think, I'm like, what movie from Will Smith was terrible?
Wild Wild West. I went to go see it in the movie theater and everything.
No, Wild Wild West was terrible.
He said his hunger for fame and stardom overtook his artistic concerns. I wanted to win and be the biggest movie star. And what happened was there was a lag around Wild Wild West time. I found myself promoting something because I wanted to win versus promoting something because I believed in it.
Yeah, that movie was terrible.
That was a big payday for him, though.
That was a terrible Will Smith movie.
Yeah. So I went to go see it, too, in the movie theater.
Remember the song?
Yes.
How'd it go? All I can think is Wild Wild West.
Yeah, I remember him doing the dance in the video, on the bar. Yeah, like, he was on the bar, like, going in a circle.
Yeah.
Woo, okay. Man. And now, yeah, anyway. And Rihanna was recently performing. She was in Dublin, and she was singing Love the Way You Lie. And that's when she actually broke into tears and couldn't even finish singing the song. Check it out. Yeah,
she looks so sad in the video.
She broke down. And the audience was very into the song. They were singing the words with her. They were going crazy. So she might have just gotten emotional seeing the amount of love.
Yeah, she looked like LeBron told her she can't come to the parade today. That's what that was like. That's all I got from that.
No, you didn't.
LeBron said, nope, you can't come to the parade today.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Solomon!
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Listen, man, I tried to talk about this yesterday, but for some reason, y'all just will not stop tweeting me about this. So we need to talk about this whole Boosie on the Breakfast Club, Gucci Man been cloned situation.
What?
We'll discuss four after the hour.
All right, keep it locked. Donkey Today is up next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Okay. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 22nd. First day of cancer season. Drop one of Clue's bombs for us cancers, damn it. Okay? Donkey today is going to everybody who believes this dumbass rumor that Gucci Mane is a clone. Now, I addressed this on social media. I even addressed this on the show yesterday, but y'all keep tweeting me and asking me about this fake-ass story that was posted online a couple days ago. The headline is, rapper Lil Boosie says that's not the real Gucci Mane after seeing him at Atlanta Welcome Home show at Mansion. Now, the article starts off, I rock with Gucci the long way, but that ain't the real Gucci. We both sitting in the studio, and he seemed lost. And after his show at Mansion, he called me Herman, said rapper Lil Boosie to the Breakfast Club, Charlamagne Tha God. Okay, let's just stop right there. My name is Charlamagne Tha God. This is me in the flesh, unless I've been cloned. Okay, I am me. So this is me telling you Boosie has not been to the Breakfast Club, nor have I spoken to Boosie since May 26th of 2015. Have you seen him in here, Angela Yee?
No.
Have you, Envy?
No.
Okay, May 26th of 2015. So I can say without a shadow of a doubt, Boosie did not make these comments to me. Unless I've been cloned and I exist in an alternate universe, but Boosie did not make these comments to me. In fact, he didn't make these comments to anyone. But the story continues. You know they can do that crazy clone stuff these days. You look at Gucci and tell me that's Gucci, and I'll pay your child support and your baby mama rent. Now, let's be clear. I know that, you know, our YouTube situation is funny right now, and I have no idea what is happening with that. But if Boosie was to ever really make those comments here on The Breakfast Club, you would not have trouble finding that video.
Nope.
Okay, it may not be on YouTube, but it's a bunch of other sites that would have ran with that clip. You would have seen me or Envy or Angela Yee or The Shade Room or Baller Alert or Academics. We would have posted that on Instagram immediately.
It would have been everywhere.
Absolutely. Now, the fact that people are in my mentions asking me if Boosie said this is fine. I get that. But the fact that people are really having conversations about Gucci Mane being a clone, does that make you feel better about the fact that you don't have a summer body? Gucci Mane was 6'2", 267 at one point, and it was all stomach. Now he out here looking like he on a plant-based diet. You see him on Snapchat working out. The man made a commitment to his health. He leaned out, and he looks like a different person. That's what happens when you take care of yourself and lose weight. All you fat asses out there, you too can unlock that hidden character that exists within you if you just take care of yourself. But no, you too busy eating all the wrong things, not working out, and believing everything you read on the internet. Now, Gucci Mane addressed the accusations of him being a clone yesterday on social media.
Did he address it or did his clone address it?
Well, let's hear what this person had to say.
I'm hearing that Gucci is a clone. I would either support or deny those accusations.
Okay, let's play that one more time. I mean, this is Gucci Man we talking about. We don't have subtitles for the radio.
You got to tell us what he said. I couldn't understand it.
Play one more time.
I'm hearing that Gucci is a clone. I would either support or deny those accusations.
He says he keeps hearing that Gucci is a clone. He will not support or deny those accusations, okay? Gucci can't support or deny if he's a clone or not. But if you were cloned, I don't think you would know if you're cloned. And we love Guwap's music, but I want y'all to ask yourself a simple question, okay? What reason would the white man have to clone Gucci Man? Okay, Prince, Michael Jackson, Steve Jobs. I know quite a few people who should have been cloned. But what reason or purpose would the white man, the Illuminati, the Wizard of Oz, whoever y'all think is in control, why would they clone Gucci Man?
He has a good ear.
Great ear.
That's cool.
Young Thug, Waka Flocka.
I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. But what's that got to do with the white man?
Maybe they want to make some records.
Okay. All right. Okay. Look, if Gucci can't confirm or deny he's a clone, then neither can I. But I can deny that this story about Boosie coming on The Breakfast Club saying that Gucci Man is a clone is 360% false. Okay? False. False. F-A-L-S-E. Give everybody who believed this dumbass story the biggest hee-haw, please. All right.
So the only thing you can confirm is that Boosie wasn't up here, but you cannot confirm or deny whether or not Gucci is a clone.
Yeah, you can't confirm that.
I mean, Gucci said he can't support or deny it sarcastically. I mean, I can deny it.
Did he say it or did his clone say it?
Okay.
We're not sure.
All right.
His clone still sound good, though.
All I know is nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining. So if it's more entertaining to think that Gucci Man is a clone, carry on. But I'm just telling you the story about Boosie coming to The Breakfast Club and telling me that is absolutely false.
Does he still have that ice cream clone on his face?
Ice cream clone? I don't know.
Because they tried to say that was gone.
I don't know, man.
All right.
I just don't know.
All right.
I know you're not a clone.
Who?
Either one of you.
How do you know?
I definitely haven't been called a clone.
No, they called you a coon.
No.
No. True.
That too. that too.
Little misunderstanding.
Little misunderstanding, but that one too.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
that'll clear that up.
Thank you for that donkey of the day. Up next, ask Ye. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice,
cloning advice,
you can call Ye right now. She'll put you live on the air. 800-585-1051. Call her with all your problems. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Jay-Z with Encore. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee. Let's go to the phone lines. Line 9. Hello, who's this?
Hi, yes. This is Sheep Patterson.
Hey, what's your question for Yee?
I have a friend, a male friend, and he thinks that he is better than everything than women. Like, women is no competition for him, that we're beneath him, like he is glory to God or something. Right. And we get into arguments all the time because I'm like, well, I drive better than you. I never had a car accident. Mm-hmm. I've been promoted on my job. You've never been promoted.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, is it a money issue that I make more?
Yeah, I mean, clearly he has some insecurities in himself. If he can make a huge general statement like that all men are better than all women, it sounds absolutely ridiculous. Why are you even friends with this person?
Well, we've been friends for a long, long time, for many, many years.
Right.
So my thing was, I'm like, being, you know, I always try to encourage him, but he don't try to encourage me. Like, even when I get my promotions and stuff like that, he never be like, good job, like, that's what's up. He like, I don't even know why.
You know you're not obligated to be cool with somebody just because you knew them for a long time.
Yeah, that's true, too. But my thing is, I don't just throw away my friendships because some people are idiots. But in the same token,
Sounds like he's kind of an idiot.
He is an idiot.
This is how I feel about it. It's not that serious. You just let him go ahead in his little bubble thinking that he's better than you while you go ahead and keep making more money and getting your promotions. And he absolutely has nothing to back that up. So who cares? Now, if you choose to still hang out with him and be friends with him, that's on you. But he just sounds like an idiot.
That's true, too. But what I was thinking, I'm like, okay, well, where do men get this mentality from? Like, why would you think like that's okay to think that?
Where does he get that mentality from? Is the real question. I wouldn't say that all men think like that. It sounds like he's just very, it sounds like he's just very insecure. He's probably insecure about the fact that you make more money than him, as well as a lot of other women in this world. He's probably insecure about the fact that you're smarter than him. So his way of dealing with that insecurity is by putting you down. And I don't know why you want to be friends with somebody who would actually put you down like that and not encourage you.
Yeah, because I'm like, he would never say nothing negative, but he'd always be like, I don't even know why, like, they promoted a woman in that position. Like, that's how he would talk.
Tell him he should be with a man, then.
Exactly.
Somebody his equal. Tell him to go ahead and be with men if that's what he thinks he's equal to. And there you have it.
That's true. Thank you, Yee.
You're welcome.
All right. Good luck, Mama.
Thank you.
All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was J. Cole, No Role Models. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. If you got a question for Yee, you can always email her, breakfastclubam@gmail.com, or call her up, 800-585-1051. What line are we going to, 7?
Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing, man?
What's up?
It's Porta Potty Guy.
Yes, yes. You know, Yee, I know there's a lot of people out there that want inspiration, and, you know, today I just need it, guys.
Okay.
You know, What's the matter, man?
I need you guys to... Yo, you know, I went to go see 50 Cent on Monday, right? And he's my favorite artist, man, and I just be getting inspired by a dude, man. So, you know, I was able to give him my CD.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going to listen to it.
Did you tell him that you were friends with Envy and that you love effing vodka?
Nah, I wasn't, because, you know, it was a quick, like, 5 minutes, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a long time, by the way. 5 minutes is a long time. It's not that quick.
True. But then when I got back on the train with my shorty, I was like, man, I got to go clean porta potties tomorrow.
That's right. You got to get that money. You got to work.
That? Yeah. You got a good job.
Honest living.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that. But think about it. Like, you guys had a passion for what you guys are doing.
And it took a long time for us to all get here.
Sure did.
I know, but everybody get a helping hand. What if Fabulous didn't help Envy? What if Eminem didn't help 50? You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know how long it takes to get to that point where you first of all, you have to bring something to the table in order to get help. And it's not necessarily help. You earn it.
Yeah, Angela,
you have to earn your spot. It's not like Fab just took Envy and said, come on the road with me. I'm going to teach you how to DJ. He already knew how to DJ. He already had built up his own following. He already was working hard in the streets.
Well, actually,
and that's the reason.
Fab on mixtapes first.
Right.
Fab just returned the favor. That's what it was.
It's not like I'm not out here working hard, guys.
Well, you keep on working hard because stuff just doesn't happen.
Porta Potty Guy.
I know that.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
We played his record up here. We retweeted your song.
Tomorrow.
Hold on, guys. That's great. You know what I mean? But I wanted Envy to play the full record. You know what I mean? And it's okay because
Mr. Porta Potty Guy.
Yes.
Listen. You just keep working, being persistent, doing whatever avenues you have to do, but you cannot expect people to do things.
Porta Potty Guy. Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
What a wonderful phrase.
My goodness.
Hakuna Matata. Oh, ain't no passing craze.
All right. See,
it means no worries.
I consider that ungrateful for you, by the way.
What?
Because we played his record. We showed him a little love. What does he want to do? He want us to walk into a record label and get him signed? I mean.
Can I say something about one thing real quick?
Go.
First of all, there is nothing wrong with chasing your dream, which he did by going to meet 50 and giving him 50 a CD.
Absolutely.
And then going to deal with your reality the next day by cleaning porta potties. That's what life is about. It's 168 hours in a week. It's enough time to chase your dreams. It's enough time to deal with your reality. It's enough time to go to school. And it's enough time to sleep. I don't understand the problem. He's doing what he's supposed to do. He's just not being patient.
But I do understand that people sometimes get discouraged, and it's difficult. I know a lot of people who had a long, hard road, and they felt like, when is this going to work out? But you really, really got to keep at it.
Well,
that's
it ain't
all,
for you.
Period.
If you can't endure, it's not for you. Life is about endurance. That's all it's about. Nothing more, nothing else.
Yep.
Who can endure in order to get that win in the end? That's
all right, can we wrap up? Ask Yee.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great advice, Yee.
Sheesh.
Now, we got rumors coming up.
My goodness. Yes, Claudia Jordan. She has opened up about another relationship that was speculated on, and now she has confirmed that relationship.
Claudia Jordan's a savage.
All right.
Khloe Kardashian also has some words for Lamar Odom. We have the whole post, which she has since deleted. We'll tell you what she has to say to her ex, boo.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, I had no idea that PopCon and Wiz Khalifa didn't get along. Did you know that?
Why he don't like popcorn?
popcorn. Now,
what has popcorn ever done to anybody? It's delicious, especially at the movies.
No, not popcorn.
Popcorn first went on stage and dissed Wiz Khalifa. I don't know why, but here's what happened at last Friday's Red Bull Culture Clash in London.
All respect to CJ. Put up your f***ing arms like this. F*** Wiz Khalifa.
I don't know why.
Like, I thought it was a joke. I just thought they were clashing and it was all a good too. Fun. I didn't think it was serious.
But then here is Wiz Khalifa, who also performed.
Pop-Tart. Hey, Pop-Tart. I know you gave Drake a hand for that drop, but that wasn't a real dub.
We won one right there.
We're seeing. That wasn't a real dub. That was a drop. That wasn't a dub. I could play his album too, motherfucker. Hey, he gave me a drop too, motherfucker.
Okay, translate this for me because I don't speak nigga like I used to. What they fussing about? I don't know. I'm so lost here.
It could have been just because they would... Maybe they weren't really dissing each other. They said it's part of clash culture.
I just thought it was clash. And I thought, you know, when two reggae artists go back and forth, they just diss each other. And I thought Wiz Khalifa was just joining in the fun. I didn't think it was no real beef or nothing like that. They were just doing music.
Yeah, and they just went back and forth. Really thought there was some beef, though, after that. So, I don't know.
Woo! Can't tell you how much I don't care.
I mean, because it was like five days ago. Over the weekend.
Right, but then all this video is emerging now of them, mm-hmm. quote-unquote, dissing each other. So for everybody who's saying that, it looks like, it probably is just the culture of it. Maybe they don't have a real issue.
And he's the artist on Controllerverse, if you don't know who Popcorn is. On a Controller one that Drake took off the album, but he's the reggae artist on that one.
All right, pass the blunt.
All right, now Claudia Jordan confirmed that Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes have been dating, even though they've been trying to keep it on the low, keep it a secret.
Uh-oh.
Now, she was doing an interview. And she said, first they asked her about whether or not she dated Jamie Foxx, and she shot that down. She said he was just a good friend of hers. And then as far as Katie Holmes, Claudia said, he's very happy with her. I like that he seems very happy. So she basically confirmed their relationship. Well, now she has had to backtrack and say that's not really what she meant. Check it out.
I've never seen Jamie Foxx and Katie Holmes together, ever. I guess people are really wanting someone to confirm this. And I'm sorry, but it's not coming from me. I don't have the knowledge of this being fact. I don't. I misspoke. I have no knowledge of Jamie at all. I've never seen them together. He's never told me he's dating her. Sorry to, like, not have this this bombshell story, but I cannot confirm that.
You know what happened? The Illuminati, the Wizard of Oz.
That's what it sounds
the white
like.
Man, they all came down and said, look, Claudia, if you ever want your feet fixed, you take this back.
Right, so she took it back. Shout out to Baller Alert, because I actually saw it on there after I first saw,
Salute
but
to Claudia,
she definitely
though.
Did say it, so, but at least she owned it and said she misspoke, because if you didn't hear the original interview, here's what she said.
Do you like Katie Holmes for him?
He is very happy with her, so.
Okay.
They're dating?
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
I like that he seems That's very cool. happy.
Wow. Got her.
Claudia the homie, though. Salute to Claudia, Jordan.
She's funny. She came back was like, I misspoke. I never saw them together.
She got that call.
Yeah.
You want to be cloned? Do you want to be cloned? Okay.
All right. Khloe Kardashian had to put up a post about Lamar Odom and about letting go. She's since deleted this post, but don't worry. We have it. She said, you don't know what you got till it's gone. I say you knew what you had. You just never thought it could slip away. We often take for granted the very things that deserve our gratitude the most. We do this with both people and material possessions. The problem is many people do not realize this until it's too late. She goes on and says, just think about how lucky you are to have the job you have and the life you love. You fought for where you are now. Live in the moment and appreciate the now. Just because something becomes repetitive does not mean it needs to be replaced. Silence the noise. She went on and on and on.
But, you know, women can't... I can understand women being upset when their relationship falls apart due to drugs, but come on, man.
She feels like she's
vagina's just not better than crack.
She can do at this point, and it's just ridiculous to her right now. She cannot even speak to him anymore, allegedly. Mm. All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. You want to hear something? 800-585-1051 at DJ Envy on that gram. Hit me up and I'll get your request in. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.